Casablanca and Marrakesh may be glamorous international cities, but most of Morocco is like stepping back in time. Desert and mountain villages are medieval in their simplicity. Roads are often rough dirt, and life is difficult for a child with a disability. A casually organised group of Australian volunteers are doing something about it, with a scheme called Red Goes Faster. Annie Hastwell with this report.
In rural Morocco, locals get around on goats and donkeys, and houses are still built with mud and straw. It's a difficult life for a disabled child. But on holiday in the desert in Morocco recently, I met Yusuf, who was on his way to deliver an Australian wheelchair to a local village child.
I am Yusuf from Mirzouga Desert. This is some wheelchairs for the... We help the kids by living in the desert by these wheelchairs. And
so your job when you're driving is to take the wheelchair to the child and fit the wheelchair. How do you do that?
I do that here in Mirzouga with a friend. There are some friends that help me to what we call to
put it together,
and we give it only for the poorer families. Yeah.
Back in Australia, I tracked down Adelaide woman Michelle Hank. She's the driving force behind the wheelchair donation program, which is called Red Goes Faster. I asked her to explain the name.
They're all primary colours and they have such an impact and the kids adore them, so we thought Red Goes Faster was a perfect name for the organisation.
Now tell me how all this came about, because you lived in Morocco for a long time. You obviously saw a need for wheelchairs.
Yes, I've been living in Morocco for 20 years now, and I've run a school or an organisation for social inclusion for the visually impaired in Morocco. And I... co-founder of that organisation, working with a gentleman called Brahim, and he's actually a polio survivor in a wheelchair. So between us, we began to see a lot of need for kids with disabilities and the need for wheelchairs. A lot of these children are at home and loved and cared for, but they don't really get outside and see their little world from a mattress looking up.
And Morocco certainly isn't a place where you'd find a lot of disability access. There's a lot of rough ground.
That's right, yeah. There's some pretty rough terrain, especially where we take these wheelchairs. The chairs are going to places, especially isolated villages, to the Sahara Desert. But what's so brilliant about these chairs is they're fully adaptable, so they're really made for these conditions. So Wheelchairs for Kids is made up of a group of engineers that have developed this new wheelchair, and they go to countries just like Morocco that need it for the rough terrain.
Last year, Red Goes Faster delivered 166 wheelchairs to Morocco, and another shipment of 157 arrived a few weeks ago in Marrakesh. Then it's just a matter of who the lucky recipients will be.
Good old Morocco and the word of mouth. The word gets out and we are approached by individuals. But what's really important to us, it's a sustainable project. So the trainees, or we've trained people, we've taken an occupational therapist from Australia to Morocco to train local people how to fit the chairs. So we have now 8 trained Moroccan volunteers in Morocco, and they are often from villages or areas, so therefore they are contacted by the families in their area. So that's really important to us, that that person is there for maintenance issues or just support for the families.
Michelle says when a wheelchair arrives in a village, it changes life for everyone there.
If you can imagine, a lot of these children are carried on the backs of the mothers or fathers, and then when they get too heavy, they really don't go very far. So it really helps the family as well as the child.
And I imagine such a communal society, there's always someone to push them somewhere.
Yeah, that's the funny thing. When you go into these tiny villages in the middle of the Atlas Mountains and the child is put in the chair and we wheel them out into the village for the first time, one, they have eye-to-eye contact with their peers because they're at the same height, and the safety and the security they feel is amazing. But also they become kind of little rock stars in their village because they've got this brand new wheelchair that everyone wants to be around and help push them. We've had amazing success stories. Kids going to school that were formerly just at home. Just so many to mention. Abdurrazak, he now is the local umpire at the football games. He's sitting up in his chair. So they get involved in their local community a lot more. and get to hang out with peers as well.
Here in my village, in Khamilia, there are a girl. She has around 8 years. Its name is Nora. I see him two times, and I'm feeling happy with the wheelchairs. And his family also said thank you for us and for this association from Australia. Yeah.
The Wire's Annie Hastwell with that story, and we'll have details of their crowdfunding campaign on our website.